Country Pop FM.
The Bob Almanac, Tuesday, August 18th, 231st day of the year, 135 full days left to go. Let's go all the way back to 1227. Mongolian conqueror. He was a Mongol. He was Genghis Khan. He had his grandson Kublai Khan. I don't know, was Genghis the worst of the Khans? I don't even know if he was the worst of him or his grandson, because, you know, Didi Khan from Greece was pretty bad, badass with the old sword.
Sure.
And James Khan was pretty bad too.
But Khan from Star Trek, he was the worst.
Khan Noonien Singh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you put that fake chest plate on Ricardo Montalban.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, that was not Ricardo Montalban's real chest.
I don't think so.
No.
I mean, the guy, he was impressive, I'll tell you that.
He used to bench press Tattoo a lot on the set of Fantasy Island. That's how he got his reps.
Yep.
So 1227, it was Genghis Khan. He was killed.
He
died during a siege in China.
That was it.
You know, you don't hear a whole lot about Mongolia anymore. China had to build a wall to protect themselves from the Mongolians. Now they're nothing. Do they even send a team to the Olympics?
I don't think they do.
Do they even have a swim team like the, the individual medley? Do they even have a team?
I don't know. We'll have to do some fact checking.
1587, Virginia Dare became the first child of English parents born on American soil. She's the first American resident. Virginia Dare, that's something to hang
your
hat
something.
On.
That is something.
Any descendants of her still around, that's something special.
That's
1587, 1938, it's newsreel time.
Oh, yes.
That's not the right one. Jimi Hendrix, get out of here for the time being.
Right,
here's
he'll be
this.
Back.
A new link between the U.S. and Canada, and each holds one side of the scissors, President Roosevelt and Canada's Prime Minister, Mr. Mackenzie King. And across the lake of 1,000 islands, the President rides onto Canadian soil.
This garden spot of nature, this bridge stands as an open door. There will be no challenge at the border.
I don't know if anybody had a better delivery when it came to speeches than FDR.
I don't think so.
I mean, JFK
was the master.
It was the guys with all the initials. The initials guys, they were the best as far as speeches. So in 1938, FDR dedicated the Thousand Islands Bridge connecting U.S. and Canada. Is that the only bridge you can think of, Neil, that's named after a salad dressing?
Let's see, Ranch Bridge.
Wasn't there a Roquefort? Bridge somewhere?
I don't believe so. Thousand Island sounds like it.
So that was in 38. 62, the Suicide Investigation Team, SIT. There was a long run of shows in the 60s on CBS, SIT. It was like SVU or CSI, but it was SIT. And Marilyn Monroe died as a result of a drug overdose. They came to that conclusion on this date. She had died earlier, you know, just weeks prior, earlier in August 1962. And she was struggling with her fame. And she died alone in her bed,
in
the nude, with lots of medicine bottles on her nightstand, sadly, dying of a drug overdose. Way too soon.
Way too soon.
For Marilyn Monroe. Goodbye, Norma Jean. 1965, you know Hank Aaron?
I do.
Should have finished with 756 home runs.
Did he lose one?
He lost a home run on this date because he stepped out of the batter's box.
Oh.
Stepped out of the batter's box. He hit a home run. They appealed. They said, nope, you're out of the batter's box. You're out, son.
Ooh.
So he had to settle in for 755 later on in the 70s. This was in 1965, the year the Twins went to the World Series.
Sure.
And Hank, of course, was playing with the Braves. In the National League.
Still a good number.
Yeah, 755
is a good number.
Still very nice. Maybe even easier to remember than 756.
Might be.
Now in 69, here's Hendrix.
Excuse me while I kiss the sky.
Is he kissing the sky or is he kissing the guy? It's the sky, right, Neil?
I believe it to be the sky.
has to be one of the most misunderstood lyrics of all time. Just sounds like something else. So he's on the stage at Woodstock. The original Woodstock, 1969, closed out after several days, and Jimi Hendrix was the final act. He did the national anthem on his guitar, which I want to guess that's iconic now.
That is
iconic.
You may
have heard about it and seen it before. Guess who played just before Jimi Hendrix? Jimi Hendrix has got to go, what are you guys doing to me? Remember when the Monkees opened for him, or he opened for the Monkees or whatever? And then before him at Woodstock, it was Sha Na Na.
Oh, my gosh.
Talk about a I guess they just wanted a contrast.
A Bowser out there jumping around.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that, but it just doesn't kind of fit with what Jimi Hendrix was doing. Mm-mm. So that was in 69. 1977.
Only relatives, close friends, and some celebrities were permitted to enter Graceland, the Presley estate, to witness the funeral services. Anne Margaret, Burt Reynolds, John Wayne, Chet Atkins, Charlie Pride, Caroline Kennedy, all were reported to be in town. As described to artist Ham Embry, Presley was dressed in a white suit, blue shirt, and tie. Presley's former wife Priscilla and his father Vernon were among those to view Presley for the last time.
Funeral services today. 1977 for Elvis Presley, who had died a few days earlier. The funeral was at Graceland. It was quite a scene around Graceland there, south of Memphis. 75,000 mourners.
Pretty good list of celebrities there, too.
It was a who's who coming to say goodbye to Elvis, who was only 42 years old. Mm. He, just like Marilyn Monroe, too much fame, too soon, couldn't handle it, had the trouble with the drugs and things, and he was dead in 1977. And what makes 75,000 people show up at your funeral? It's when you touch them in a special way.
Yeah.
And Elvis must have touched those people in a special way for them to react that way after he died.
Yeah,
1977. How about in 79? You had something else to add? I might have been a doc. I don't want another Doc Holliday situation here.
There's just so few people like that. He was something special.
So in 79... Carlene Carter, the daughter of Carl Smith and June Carter, married Nick Lowe.
Oh, yeah.
The cruel to be kind guy.
Yes, I remember that.
And they were married for like 10 years or so. That was the state in 79. 86 was a big day in entertainment.
John Tesh will be sitting in this seat from now on, and it sure is fun to be working with you now.
It's great to be here.
A man of immeasurable talents. The guy can sing, he can comment on Olympic gymnastics or the Tour de France. He can tell us what's up in the life of Tony Danza.
Play piano
and sing. And I caught him doing some kind of a cooking show the other day on TV. I mean, he's very talented. He could do probably anything. Maybe he should run for president, John Tesh. I don't know what his political beliefs are.
I don't either.
But he's got the hair. That was
and he's good.
In 86 is when John Tesh made his first ever appearance on Entertainment Tonight. And Mary Hart had to keep saying, my eyes are up here. John, my eyes.
Those million dollar legs.
Yeah. Even John Tesh could not resist. 1992.
You know, I would like to play a little bit longer, maybe a year or two more, but there's just no way possible I was going to be able to do that. So today I'm retiring, and I'm still going to be around. But not in the capacity I once was. This is not a sad day. It's a very emotional day, but it's not really a sad day. Because
Larry Bird said goodbye to basketball. Just couldn't do it any longer. He shows up at his press conference in a rugby shirt. Thanks for dressing up, Larry. But he can do what he wants. He's Larry Legend.
He was not a dress-up guy.
No, he wasn't. He was Indiana kind of a farm guy.
The hick
farm
from kid. French
yeah,
Lick.
Yeah, exactly. So that was in 1992. 2002, just down the road in Chaska.
In the hole!
Good swing of the putter. Look at this putt.
Oh! The Beamer!
Better than most.
Oh, my goodness!
The Beamer.
Rich Beam. We never heard of him before and really never heard of him after.
Talk about a one-hit wonder.
He's forever, his name is forever etched on the Claret Jug.
That's good.
Or is that the Wanamaker? The Wanamaker. Claret Jug is the British Open.
British Open, yeah.
The Wanamaker Trophy.
Open Championship.
PGA Championship. And he beat Tiger Woods. That was the big putt he made on 16 to pretty much shore it up against Tiger. Tiger didn't fare well at Hazeltine.
No.
Because then the PGA came back, and what's his name? Y.E. Yang chased him down.
Yeah.
and beat him. That was 2002. 2009, more sports. And speaking of Tiger Woods, did anybody do a news conference any better wearing an old, sweaty Tiger Woods hat than Brett Favre?
Probably not.
I was fortunate enough to get the phone call from Chile yesterday. I said, you know, as a lot of friends and family have told me, you won't know unless you take the chance.
And I think he said the pieces are in place was another one of his quotes. Brett Favre out of retirement. He's a Viking. It felt weird.
He gave us some special moments.
Yeah, so. He took us on a special ride. And again, don't blame him completely for that loss in New Orleans in the NFC Championship game.
No.
12 men in the huddle. Might be a quarterback issue. Throw across the body. But hey, Adrian Peterson could barely hold on to the ball
right that
day. I think he was using a different kind of hand cream or something, and it was, should he use Stick'Em?
It was elusive.
Should he use, it was very elusive. So Brett Favre out of retirement. He was in there as the Vikings quarterback, 2009. Some Subway news.
Jared Fogel, former Subway spokesperson, was the ultimate weight loss inspiration story.
That's how I became half the Jared.
But today, a shocking fall from grace. Fogel agreeing to plead guilty to possessing and distributing child pornography.
Today, Jared Fogel has been charged and has admitted to participating in a 5-year criminal scheme to exploit children.
Ugly.
Ugly.
Bad man, Jared Fogel.
Come on. That's sad.
I didn't get a Subway sandwich for years after that.
Well, I don't blame you. I mean, hello.
Yeah.
Earth to Jared, what are you thinking?
Yeah. Jared Fogel, that was his day two, and he's still in prison. I think he was, didn't say here what he was sentenced to, but it was double-digit years.
Wow.
Double-digit years. I wonder how he's being treated in prison. Mm. They know who he is.
Poorly.
He was all over the place.
Yeah.
And then 3 years ago.
That's it, Paul. We've got it.
With the hull identification number 35 visible, researchers found the USS Indianapolis. New video shows the ship's distinct World War II era weapons.
Yeah, this is definitely the dual 40mm.
This photo shows those same weapons defending the Indy.
So every now and then here on the Almanac, the topic of the USS Indianapolis comes up. World War II era battleship. It was the ship that delivered the parts for Little Boy.
Ooh.
They delivered it super secret, so they delivered it in separate pieces, then put it together before they dropped it on Hiroshima or Hiroshima. But then, of course, we know from Jaws, the story that Quint tells, because, you know, fictionally, he was on the USS Indianapolis, that they were hit by a torpedo and a Japanese sub and went down. They were in with the sharks, and only one of four of the soldiers, of the sailors on that battleship survived.
It was an ugly scene.
And many of them were taken down by sharks. They found it this day, 2017.
Yeah, if that scene doesn't raise the hair on the back of your neck, there's something wrong.
And they still didn't get a bigger boat, though.
No, they should have.
Rosalind Carter is 93 today.
Whoa.
She's a former first lady. Her and Jimmy still going strong.
Impressive.
You go, Rosalind and Jimmy.
Yes.
She's 93 today. Robert Redford, pretty good actor.
Yeah.
All right. I'll jump first. Nope. Then you jump first.
No, I said.
What's the matter with you?
I can't swim!
Paul Newman thought it was funny, and they did jump.
Yes.
And they survived, I do believe.
They survived that, yes.
Right, they didn't survive the movie.
They didn't survive. It's south of the border.
Robert Redford is 84, way too many movies.
So he can't swim, but he can act.
That's all it takes.
Right.
And, you know, get the guy some water wings. Those little floaties.
Right. Did you like Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid?
They're
or
all
the
quality.
Sting better?
There's not a movie of Robert Redford's that I don't like. Yeah. How about Martin Mull today? He's 77.
I've got some bad news. I'm
Gene Parmesan. How you doing?
He got me again!
But I did overhear that he's bleeding internally.
Martin Mull, funny guy.
Yes.
He and Fred Willard were good friends and did a lot together. Martin Mull is 77. The comedian Dennis Leary.
Dunkin' Donuts! It's all they had. Donuts and coffee, nothing else. They had no ice, no napkins, no soda, no salt, no pepper, no pate, no croissant, nothing! Walk in there now, there's soup flying around. People are eating finger sandwiches. Look at the donuts on display in a case like relics from a former era, you know? Here's what we used to serve. We used to fry them up and sell them by the dozen back in the 70s.
Dennis Leary, he's a Boston native. He always supports the Boston sports team, so he knows about Dunkin' Donuts.
Yes.
He's 63. Our rapper of the day today is Masta Killa from Wu-Tang Clan. Those Wu-Tang Clan guys have some great names. Wu-Tang Clan. And this is Masta Killa.
Oh, boy.
At 51. Christian Slater is 51. I pulled out an Old West movie for you, Neil.
Oh, nice.
Now get the hell out of here. I'll bring my 50 down and give you a real game.
Yeah, we saw some of your men up there in the high range. Passed right by them. Fine bunch.
He's one of the young guns in Young Guns 2. Christian
like
Slater.
Yeah.
After Young Guns 1, they said, what can we do to make Young Guns 2 better? They said, bring in Christian Slater.
Well, that's what
51. Edward Norton is also 51.
No, really, it's over, Charlie. I'm trying to move the last two bricks. You want to come after me over a couple of lousy bricks? I mean, really, be my guest. Really, but you're off to a bad start, you know? Because you just blew the best thing you had going for you. You just blew the element of surprise.
That's a surprise.
Yeah.
Surprised?
Italian Job, Edward Norton.
Great movie.
51 today. Theo.
Now, you two were thrown a curve. If Sandra had come to you in her senior year of high school and said, Mom, Dad, I want to open a capping store, you would have been braced for it. But to do it after 4 years of college was really unfair. And I want you both to know that I would never do that to you.
Thank you, Theo.
And that's why I'm telling you now that I'm not going to college.
Oh, Mom and Dad aren't happy. No. Believe it or not, Theo Huxtable, Malcolm Jamal Warner, is 50 today. The big 5-0.
Wow.
I've been chasing this guy for 3 months. I've got him dead to rights. Fingerprints, witnesses, it's in the bag. So, I'm just going to grab a healthy breakfast.
Are those gummy bears wrapped in a fruit roll-up?
Breakfast burrito, but yeah.
I pity your dentist.
jokes. He's from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, formerly of SNL.
Mm-hmm.
Andy Samberg is 42 today.
On you, I don't have a dentist.
Oh, that's funny right there. 42 for Samberg. Andy.
Gone. Is that my cue? Gone, but I guess it is. Gone, but not forgotten. Explorer Meriwether Lewis, he was half of the Lewis and Clark team. He would be the Lewis half, born on this day, 1774. Did you ever shop Marshall Fields? The guy who is Marshall Fields.
Did they buy out Dayton's?
Mm-hmm. Born on this day, 1834. Do you own any Max Factor products?
No, I'm a
cosmetics mogul.
I'm a cover girl.
I understand.
Maybelline.
1904.
Or Avon.
Max.
Or
Factor.
Who's the other one? Who's the other door-to-door one? You get a pink Cadillac.
Yeah.
Mary Kay.
Mary Kay.
That's good
Mary
stuff.
What about Academy Award-winning actress Shelley Winters?
I use whichever one doesn't use animals for testing.
There you go. Yeah.
We've climbed 4 decks so far. We've got 2 more to go. This is the only way out.
But you expect a person to fit through there?
Mrs. Rosen, you're going to crawl right through there. Believe me.
She has this illusion, always thinking she's too fat.
Poor Shelley Winters, always worried about her weight.
It was troublesome there for her on the Poseidon Adventure. She was in other things, of course, and born on this day, 1920. She owned the Reds. Marge Schott, what was it? Oh, Schottsy. Was her dog, yeah, annoying. 1928, the great Roberto Clemente, who left us way too early while on a humanitarian mission to Nicaragua. Roberto Clemente was born on this day, 1934.
Did you know Marge Schott was actually better at playing the ponies than Pete Rose?
I bet she was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she wasn't afraid to gamble a little bit, just not on baseball. Gail Fisher, she was the right-hand woman to Mannix, and she was the first African-American to win an Emmy for acting, as she won for her role on that program, 1935. And you have to remember Patrick Swayze.
Excuse me, can I make a point?
Sure.
You know, I just want to say that this guy, he is one hell of a dancer, you know, and he's got the sexiest moves I have ever seen. And if you're really serious about going with me, you know, it can only be because his body is so bad.
Thanks, Patrick Swayze had the hair that any woman would die for.
Yeah.
Patrick Swayze's hair and some pretty good moves on the dance floor.
And different body style than Chris Farley, who he was dancing there Patrick Swayze, born on this day, 1952. And this is Marvin Isley, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer.
Not just Marvin, it's him and his brothers.
Yes. The question is, who's that lady? 1953 for Marvin Isley.
I can't tell. She's got a mask on.
Gone, but not forgotten.
Your staff overlooked.
But their tribes, but with each other, so their love could never be running bare.
Johnny Preston. We got three top 20s. He's not a one-hit wonder, but this is a monster hit that Sonny James also did on the countryside.
Right.
Had a hit as well. Johnny Preston, 1939.
Now they're all gone.
But not forgotten. A Tuesday Bob-a-thon could begin with Johnny Cash, Ring of Fire, mm-hmm. or it could start with Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Baby's Got a Hold on Me. Or the first song in said Bob-a-thon could be Desert Rose Band, She Don't Love Nobody.
I gotta go Man in Black today.
All you need for summer. KDDG Out.